Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is titled, Diversity, Equality, and Other Four-Letter Words I Disdain. Yes, I'm taking on political correctness again. I hate political correctness, as you probably know if you've read any of my writing or listened to my show. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a drop-down menu of all sorts of wonderful goodies. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. I've got like 52,500 followers already, and that doesn't include you. Well, why not? You can also like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and you can stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter, and you will get no spam if you go to BruceAllen.com and see the sign up page, linky thing at the very front on the homepage. Today we have our hit lineup of Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the women's room. I also have a very special friend in studio with me. She will be a big star one day. Her name is Ace, Ace like an ace of spades, and you can say I told you so. We're having parent choice, or what I like to call open mic, tonight at Dad Chat. We're also giving away, and this, of course, only applies to my local listeners here in Santa Barbara, because all my listeners in Alaska, Ohio, and Wisconsin, you listen to me a day or two later, but you can still join any Dad Chat. And lately, I've been giving away free copies of my new book, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view, to everyone that attends Dad Chat, which, of course, is a live tweet chat. If you don't know what they are, read up on them. You can find a great column about how to participate in Dad Chat or any tweet chat at BruceAllen.com. And I'm sort of becoming an evangelist for the value and incredible community that tweet chats are. I recently returned from Houston, where I spoke at the Dad 2.0 Summit. And I spoke to many brands, among them Honda, Sears, Kraft, and Dove Men Care, about sponsoring a Dad Chat and why being involved with social media and Twitter can be a great way, in addition to companies like that using traditional media, to reach a lot of people. I believe, and I think I'm one of the few blogger, writers, media folk that embraces all or almost every single form of new and old media out there, not only because it's fun, but because we can do it. I can take a little tiny camera and strap it to my chest and ski myself skiing, or video myself skiing would be a little bit more appropriate. I can use my phone and get HD images on my iPhone. I have literally six devices that are portable that take video. My iPad, my computer, my phone, one or two cameras, still cameras, video cameras, and also the GoPro, which is an astonishing device. If you don't know about it and you're an athlete, you have missed out. So today's column is called Diversity, Equality, and Other Four-Letter Words I Disdain. The reason I wrote that title is because so many words, and one of my readers put the comment that I should add tolerance to the list, and I thought, oh, I wish I had done that in the title. Should have been diversity, equality, tolerance, and other four-letter words I disdain. These words have been co-opted by what I call the politically correct police. Whereas we used to think of equality, and it was a word obviously in the founding documents of our country, to mean being equal on equal terms, now it seems to have a whole different meaning. Our president seems to think it means distribution of wealth. Diversity, to me, was another word that was fundamental to what our country was all about. We were a country that embraced anybody and everybody that wanted to come here. Ellis Island was this astonishing place where people from all over the world came to find their dreams. And now diversity seems to be co-opted to mean, I don't know, legally mandated quotas and all sorts of things that I think have hurt the very communities that they were designed to help. And that's what's so ironic about a lot of the left-wing thinking, is their intentions are really honorable and they want to help. But why is it that every major city with long-standing democratic leadership is in the toilet? Okay, I mean literally. Fiscally, economically, morally, take Detroit, take Los Angeles. They're all run by the left and they're falling apart. Those policies are not working. They are well-intentioned, but they're not working. And just like words have been co-opted, including tolerance. Tolerance. Oh, my gosh. What did tolerance mean? Tolerance meant free speech. Now, are you allowed to speak freely on campuses today? Not if you're not parroting exactly what the professor says. Not if you're pro-Israel. You'll be shouted down on most campuses. Not if you're Ann Coulter. You'll get a pie in the face on most campuses. But if you do the right point of view, you're welcome. Is that tolerance? Tolerance, to me, is what this country was founded on. It's about free speech. Now, that means if I don't agree with you, I can disagree with you. This column, for instance, diversity, equality, and other four-letter words I disdain, has gotten a lot of comments. And maybe 30% disagree, but they have disagreed respectfully. And one of them is a social media friend who has written three or four long comments disagreeing with me. And at one point, she tweeted me and says, "I can't believe you haven't thrown me off." And I tweeted her back and I said, "Why would I do that? We don't agree, but you treated me in your comments with respect. And even though I don't agree, it's clear that you're smart." So college used to be about diversity of thought. Now it seems diversity has a whole other meaning. Equality, too. Tolerance, too. So I don't like political correct stuff. That's partly why I've been writing the Men versus Women blog series. In those series, and I keep on inviting women's studies professors to comment, in those series, I talk about how men and women are different. And I say things that probably would get me thrown out of most classes about gender issues. The fact that maybe men have certain tendencies and women have others when it applies to, and I've written about how we communicate, how we handle money, how we shop, how we handle sex, to deny that those differences are largely inherent to our gender. By the way, I hate that word, our sex, is to deny reality. Of course there are exceptions. So there are men that love to shop and there are women that hate to shop. But in general, women will enjoy shopping more than men. Okay, that's a generality. It's as true as, in general, men are taller than women. Doesn't mean one is better than the other. It just means we're different. And I continue to believe we should celebrate our differences, embrace our differences, rather than try to make us all the same. And that's where this equality thing has gone way out of whack. This redistribution of wealth idea is insane. It totally diminishes any sense of persistence, perseverance, entrepreneurial instincts, or just really working hard because you want to succeed. In America, we always had rich people that became an ideal that we could be just like them. And the truth is, anybody could be. Anybody in America historically could make it. Yes, some people had more advantages than others. I was talking with my friend who's in studio with me exactly about that fact on the drive up here. Okay, I had a very lucky life growing up. It gave me certain opportunities that maybe others don't have. I'm grateful, but I still had to work for everything I got. And I came from a decidedly middle-class family, but I came from a mom and dad that were there. Okay, a lot of people are not coming from families that are anything resembling intact. In fact, I heard a statistic at the conference that absolutely threw me. A woman that I met there, a wonderful gal by the name of Missy Mayer. Hi, Missy, if you're listening. We shared a panel together, which you can see the panel, clips of it, on the I'm Not That Dad section at BruceAllen.com. Missy Mayer is a brilliant spokesman for a PR firm called Edelman. I don't know if that's the whole name, but it's Edelman is what she's told me. And she told me that 4% of American families are traditional. Now, what she meant by that, because I couldn't believe it. I thought she meant a man and a woman, a nuclear family. What she meant was 4% are traditional in the old-fashioned sense in which the man works and the wife stays home. And even that, when she clarified it, I went, wow, that is amazing. So obviously a huge percentage of male, female, or husband-wife families have both of them working. Obviously, as we well know, over 50% of all families are single parent. So you're dealing with just such a change. And the impact on our kids because of all this societally and the impact of our kids because of what they're being taught in schools because of political correctness makes me nuts. And it should make you nuts too. Okay, we're going to be doing this discussion from a man's point of view, a secular point of view, that's Wayne Levine coming up, and then from a religious point of view with Pastor Drew Sams, and then from a psychological point of view with Dr. Jennifer Weberman. And I forgot to play the Dad's Point of View life lesson, which I really wish we had time to do, but we will probably do that in our last segment because I like those life lessons because it means I get to breathe a little bit. So can I take a break now, Richard? I'm getting the okay, so be back soon for Wayne Levine in the men's room.